Hello and welcome to the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as always, your host for the show. Today is Tuesday, May 26, 2020. We've been very focused on the COVID-19 pandemic the last few months. Who hasn't, really? But we want to take a step back from that today and take a look at FortiVets, a program by Fortinet for bringing military veterans into the cybersecurity space, and how that program is growing here in Canada. South of the border, there are certainly a lot of high-profile programs like FortiVets designed to help people who've served in the military transition out of military life and into in-demand jobs in various fields. In this case, obviously in IT security. It's a story that we hear up here a little less often, which is what makes FortiVet quite interesting. In this edition of the podcast, we talk to Rob Rochat, Vice President of Global Training at Fortinet, himself based in Ottawa, about the ramp-up of FortiVets in Canada. We talk about the history of the program, how it's spinning up in Canada, their plans to grow the training community, and the kinds of roles FortiVet grads often find themselves in. We talk about how Fortinet puts veterans in touch with the channel, about 9 out of 10 graduates end up working for its partners. And we talk about the strengths veterans often bring to the table, and the challenges they may face in their transitions. We also talk a bit about Fortinet's priorities for training its channel writ large, taking advantage of Rochat's role overseeing global training for the company as a whole. One caveat before we start. I conducted this interview with Rochat a few months ago, and it's been scheduled to run here on the podcast a few times before this, but ultimately it's been bumped as we transition to covering the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on the channel. I'd like to apologize to Rochat for the delay in getting this out there, but I still think it's an important topic, and the information that Rochat shares is just as relevant as the day we chatted, even if some of the context around the industry has changed just a bit since then. It's a fascinating conversation, so let's get right into it. My chat with Fortinet's Rob Rochat. Rob, thanks for taking the time. I appreciate it.
No problem at all. Happy to talk about the program.
FortiVet is a program that's been around for a little while in the States. I know it's been in Canada now for a little bit. Perhaps can you maybe start us off with a little bit of a sort of a nickel tour of the past of the FortiVet program?
Sure. So the FortiVet program started a number of years ago now in the U.S. And as we saw, success there, we moved into Canada, launched the program in Canada in 2017. Okay. And, earlier this year, actually, we realized that, we'd really like to see the program taking off faster in Canada. So we brought in a full-time, a Canadian veteran to run the program for us here in Canada. And, we realized that it was really important for a program like this to have someone that understands, all the details of what it's like to transition from, military life to civilian life. So bringing that person in to focus on scaling the program in Canada has really resulted in some really great growth that we've seen in this past year.
Where are we at in terms of getting Canadian vets into the program and through the program? What have the results looked like thus far?
So the results are pretty good. They're about what we were expecting, and with our full time focus on it now, as I mentioned, we're expecting it to increase significantly. We have several people in the program at different stages. One of the big challenges for us in really scaling the program, it's less about actually the numbers of people in the program. We can handle a lot. It's really awareness, and I think that's what we're really focusing on, is making sure veterans are aware that the program is there and available to them. So, in addition to just focusing on the people coming into the program, we're focusing on a lot of partnerships with other programs for veterans so that they can get the word out that this program is available.
Can you walk us through maybe what the program looks like, kind of like what the experience is like for individuals coming in and kind of the timeline it takes for them to get educated, get through it, and perhaps get out into the cybersecurity market where obviously people are desperately needed?
Yeah. So it's a pretty straightforward process. We've tried to make it as straightforward and easy as we can. So essentially, Anyone who's a Canadian veteran can apply to the program, as can their spouses as well. And there's an application process, so we want to make sure that we're setting people up for success. So that initial application process, we'll go through and do some initial vetting to make sure that someone is suitable for the program. And once they're accepted and enrolled into the program, there's a number of parts to it. Typically, we think about the training curriculum as being the core of the program, and that certainly is important, obviously. But in addition to just the training curriculum, there's professional networking opportunities that the folks in the program can take advantage of. We will do interview coaching. We'll review mm-hmm. resumes. And one of the biggest benefits that we can provide through this program is, Fortinet being a cybersecurity vendor, we have a network of thousands of partners out there who sell our products, provide services around our products. So we distribute resumes of the program graduates into that network of partners. As far as the length of time, it really depends on the individuals coming in. Usually it's self-paced training is the option that's selected. That can take it could take a month, it could take longer, shorter. It really depends on the individual when that self-paced option is selected. Getting out into the workforce, again, depending on how quickly we can get interviews set up and so on, depends as well. Fortinet, something that's, very beneficial to us as a company as well. We're obviously hiring. So a lot of the people that come out of this program will end up at Fortinet. We looking at the current numbers, we've probably hired about 10% of the graduates into Fortinet itself. So we're not just putting a program out there and telling everyone they should hire these graduates. We're doing it too, and we've had some great success with these folks coming into Fortinet.
So if it's about 10% of the grads are going to Fortinet direct, does that mean that the majority of the rest of them are going into the partner community?
That's right, yeah. And, the partner community is where we tend to share the resumes and we'll make recommendations because we have very direct working relationships with those partners. But then, the partners as well have customers. So, they're providing resumes out even further into their customers as well. As you mentioned, there really is a serious critical shortage of people with cybersecurity talent. So, everyone's looking for people with this skill set.
And what are some of the sort of typical initial roles that you see folks out of Fortinet taking up? Is it sort of security analyst type positions or what type of engineering roles are they taking?
Yeah, it's across the board. Folks that are coming into Fortinet will typically be in various supporting roles, working directly with customers. So, people skills is obviously very important with that in terms of the people that are coming into Fortinet and working with their customers. As far as partners, I can give you one very specific example, probably the one I'm most familiar with recently. We had a veteran graduate from the program with 18 years of experience in the military and, has since to work as a sales engineer with one of our biggest distributors here in Canada as well. And, that's a really interesting an interesting role for someone coming from a military background, because as a sales engineer, working with customers through distributor, in this case it's Exclusive Networks Canada, mm-hmm. these sales engineers really tend to act as a trusted advisor to the customers. And having that military background really puts them in a good position to understand, acting in that type of role.
And that goes nicely. One of the things I did want to ask you next was, what do you find are some of the common, strengths or some of the common sort of pluses that you see folks bringing in because of their military background, and conversely, any challenges that you find folks have to get around or just sort of change their way of looking at things to succeed in the cybersecurity space, having come from a military background?
You know, certainly the benefits that we're seeing in the candidates are, you know, we obviously have people that are coming into the program that are very mature. They understand, cybersecurity and security in general. There's obviously an awful lot of parallels. And so just conceptually, the folks coming into this program, coming from the military, they get it. They understand cybersecurity because it's very similar to other aspects of security. So understanding, working with a customer and understanding what the customer needs are and making the customer feel comfortable, whether it's cybersecurity, physical security, whatever the case may be, they just seem to get it and they understand the mindset. As far as challenges, I wouldn't say it's challenges so much as just understanding, the opportunities, the cybersecurity challenges that are out there today impact every company. So I think something that might be surprising to folks coming through this program is just the vast number of opportunities that are out there, and the opportunities are really theirs to discover. And so they might not necessarily feel like they're the right person to go after some of these opportunities, but in fact, when they realize the fact that cybersecurity is a need across the board, geographically, through all verticals and so on, they start to realize that there's really a lot of opportunities for them to leverage however they want. So I guess it's just flexibility in terms of the careers that they pursue.
It's a space we both touched on a couple times, the negative unemployment rate and the number of unfilled roles that we hear about there in security is growing every year, and certainly outstripping the supply of new people. I'm guessing you don't have much trouble finding these folks a landing place for the most part.
Well, it's true, and we see it all the time. We read about it all the time. That it really is a critical shortage. There's all kinds of analysis and papers that are being written about it right now. A Gartner survey recently showed that the skills shortage is really one of the top emerging risks facing organizations. So it's really starting to have broad economic impacts, not just a case of finding people for your IT department. It's really at this point causing a lot of ripple effects. So you're right. There is no shortage in finding spots for these folks. And in fact, it's really started to change how Fortinet as a company is moving forward with our initiatives. The FortiVet program is one program, but it's really part of a much larger, what we call our NSE Institute program, which focus on FortiVets, academies, across the spectrum in terms of the skills gaps that are out there. So we've really started to invest quite a lot in just trying to close that skills gap and help our partners and customers succeed.
And how is that ramping up? And especially, what are your partners seeing as a result? I mean, obviously, given that it's a challenge for vendors and large enterprises to find these people, certainly for solution providers to find these people is or these skills, I should say, is even more of a challenge, perhaps.
Yeah, it is a challenge, and I think what we bring to bear on the challenge is a very structured training education program that we can use to educate people, and then provide the industry benchmarks so that they know if they're going out and they're hiring someone that is a Fortinet network security expert at a certain level, they know what that means. They know what skill set these people are going to bring. And we've really seen a lot of uptake, within those certification programs in the last couple of years. I mean, as a company now, since we've launched the NSE Institute with the certification program, mm-hmm. we've had over 250,000 certifications issued. So it really is starting to provide a benchmark for skill so that whether you're a partner, a customer, whoever you are, you know the skill set you're getting when you go to and you hire these folks that have that a particular certification from within our program. Academic institutions as well are now leveraging the curriculum that we're making available through the NSE Institute and starting to integrate it into their academic curriculum so that younger kids coming out of colleges and universities are coming out not just with degrees, but also vendor certifications that they can start to promote on their resumes right out of school.
Right. Okay. What do you see as next steps, both for Fortivet in Canada and for more broadly, sort of your training efforts here in Canada?
So definitely awareness. We certainly have scale within the program in terms of the number of people that we could bring in and put through the program, because it really does leverage our commercial training program, which is quite large. Mm-hmm. So it's really, big focus on awareness and partnering with other organizations that are out there, running programs for Fortivet. And that's why we've brought someone in full time to focus on that awareness. And in terms of just generally our training focus in Canada, we do have a very large focus from a commercial training perspective for people in the industry. We do have a lot of training going on through our various training partners, but one area that we're really starting to focus more is, as I mentioned, in academia. We have another program called our Fortinet Network Security Academy program, mm-hmm. where we're partnering with schools. Dalhousie University in Halifax was one of the initial partners in this area, where we're really starting to enable those universities, colleges, to take our what would typically be a 5-day intensive training course and integrate it into their programs that they're running throughout a semester program. So that's a big focus area for us going forward, because we know that kids coming out of college and university, they're potentially going to be walking right into these roles right out of school. So we want to make sure they've got the real hands-on experience.
All right. Specific to Fortivet more so, what have you found that works to sort of reach folks and raise that awareness that you mentioned? Because I can see how, as you say, I think a lot of folks who may be potential candidates for the program wouldn't necessarily be aware of cybersecurity as a career path, much less sort of an attainable one.
Yeah. So, we're working, the awareness sort of on a couple of different fronts. And what's really been successful, I think, is, partnering with very specific programs that are out there today. So, we can go to job fairs and we can do our own promotion and be at events and so on. But what's been really successful is if we can leverage other programs that are, much more well known in the industry, and get the word out through them. One good example is, recently we started a partner program. We partnered with a program called Coding for Veterans, which is a program that brings vets in and teaches them skills around development and so on and so forth. So, they've been quite successful in awareness. So now we're bringing our program to them so that as they're starting to talk to veterans, they can add into the discussion cybersecurity, which, if you're already learning about coding and now cybersecurity, that works together really well. So those types of partnerships are really successful for us. And then on the other end of the spectrum, working with our partners, we have so many partners that we can, send resumes out to with folks in the Fortivet program, but we're starting to structure that more now, where we're going out and we're talking to partners and asking them specifically to sign up to the Fortivet program so that they are actively you know, expressing an interest in the program, and rather than us just pushing resumes out to them, they're actively involved in discussions with us, stating their interest, and getting involved actively in reviewing resumes and so on. So it's more of a directed focus so that we know partners that we're going to be more successful with.
All right. Great. I appreciate your taking the time and giving us an overview of Fortivet. And yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, certainly appreciate it. And anything you can do to help us promote the program is always a huge benefit to us and the veterans. So I appreciate your time.
There you have it, Fortinet's training strategy and the Fortivet's program in Canada, as explained by Fortinet Global Training Lead Rob Rashad. I'd like to thank Rob for joining me for the podcast and for his patience in getting this interview published, and of course, thank you for listening today. We'll be back on Thursday with another edition of the podcast. We're sticking with the security theme, but transitioning back to something more closely related to the COVID-19 pandemic as we talk to Tim Brown of SolarWinds about how the company is working with MSPs through the pandemic and some advice for MSPs in how to run their businesses through this. Until then, we'd invite you to subscribe to the podcast. We're available on both Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts. I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca. Thanks for listening, and stay safe out there.